Grab yourself a cup of tea, a cup of coffee. How about a soda? What is it you like to drink? Grab that. Get yourself a snack because you're listening to the Ugly Quacking Duck. Welcome aboard, everyone. I'm Bruce with the Ugly Quacking Duck. Give me a moment. I'm going to call in Sonny. Hey, Sonny. Are you around? Hello.
Hello, Brooke. How are you doing today?
Well, Sonny, I see you haven't changed my name calling yet.
I'm not calling you a name. I'm calling you who you are, Brooke.
Well, I guess you haven't forgotten how to say my name improperly. Hello, Sonny.
Hello, Brooke. Good to talk to you. I'm glad you're home today. Where you been? You haven't been around a whole lot.
Boy, ain't that the truth. Well, we had some employee changes where I work. So that changed around the hours. So I've been working a little bit more hours.
Well, I'll say you have. You haven't been home at all.
Well, I have too.
No, you're not. At nighttime, you come in the door, go to bed, get up, go out the door. That's not very much fun.
Yeah, that's true. Unfortunately, that's about the way everybody that has any existence living in this new world, that's what we have to do to survive. So I am working a little bit more hours right now. We'll see how long it lasts. But, hey, I'm here now. What are you griping about?
Well, I'm not griping. I'm just stating a fact. You're never home.
Okay. Well, I hope you've been taking your time and using it wisely.
Well, sure. I watch a little TV. I do a little eating food, and then I do a little flying around, and then I come back and chase the cats.
Well, I figured you'd be chasing the cats while I'm gone.
Well, I do it when you're here, too.
Okay. You're full of your oats right now. Well, really full of your oats.
Well, of course I am. I had dinner a while ago. Duh.
All right, so anyway, let's get back to the podcast, shall we?
Well, I am on the podcast. You're not making any sense. You know that? I think that work has burned your brains.
Well, that could be said about anybody's work. Yep. Burnt out, I think, is what they call that.
Well, I don't know what they call it, but there's something wrong with you, dude.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. Getting picked on by my buddy Duck. Sonny, maybe we're having you for Thanksgiving.
Hey, we talked about that, and I said no talking about that.
Yeah, well, you did. And I said I would leave you alone for half a second. And that was past 20 minutes ago.
Well, boy, I don't know what to think. Hey, I got a question for you.
Okay, I'm listening.
What was you doing in here the other night? Holy smokes. I came by the room. You know, I thought, well, he's in the studio. Maybe he's going to work on a podcast. So I come over, and you had everything. Oh, my. It was here and there and piled up and unhooked. The computer was there, and the pieces of the radio was there. Microphones over there. Oh, boy. What was you doing?
Well, you're making it sound a lot worse than it was, for sure.
No, I'm not. If they could have seen all that equipment strolled all over the place, holy smokes. Now, it looks a lot different now.
Well, it ought to, because what I did was I unhooked all the computer equipment and I moved the desks around. And once I got them turned around, I've got, I used to have a desk that I used on my video recording for my podcast videos and for gaming. And Lily played on that one. And then I had another desk on another table that was set perpendicular to that desk in the back behind it. And I didn't like the way it was laid out, so I took the computer off that desk, and unhooked everything, and then I moved it so it was parallel with that other desk right behind it, and I put everything back on it. And what that did was allowed me to, if I'm sitting at that desk, to face the other desk, so Lily and I will be facing each other when we're working those two desks. But it also gave me enough room that I can walk all the way around the two desks. And that allows us to get to some of the other stuff we needed to. Now, the one drawback to all that was I had an exercise bicycle that I parked in here. And now I can't figure out how to get that back in here, because if I put it back in here, the extra room that I gained will be gone and I won't be able to walk around everything. So I don't know if I actually gained anything, to be honest with you.
Well, it looks different. That's a good thing.
Well, I just got some weird feedback with your input. I could actually hear you quacking while you was talking, so that was weird. I guess my little contraption's not working quite right. I'll tweak on it a little bit while you're talking next time. We'll see how that works out. But, yeah, it looks a little bit better, and it's different. So, you know, that helps with everything, getting everything going. Sometimes things being a little bit different, it doesn't have to be better, just a little bit different, helps you, you know, move along. But I like it so far. If this doesn't work out, there's always other ways to move it. I need to move the whole studio around, not just a couple desks, but we'll see what happens. By the way, why didn't you come in here and say, hey, while I was working on all this?
Are you kidding me? You was underneath that one desk, huffing and a puffing and a wiring and taping, and I wasn't going to go near you.
Oh, yeah? okay, well, I don't think it was as bad as you think it was.
Oh, yeah. I know that look. Oh, you was concentrating. And, oh, you had that little bit of a curl on your eyebrow like you was really looking it over. I wasn't interrupting that. No way. I just went right back outside.
Well, okay. Folks, it's not as bad as he lets on.
Oh, yeah, it is. He's a booger.
Oh, whatever. Let's change the subject.
Oh, you don't like it when I'm getting the best of you. I see how you are.
You're not getting anything. You just give me a hard time. By the way, speaking of hard times, or maybe not, guess what the next holiday is coming up?
I heard you talking about Halloween. Is that it?
No, that's already done past. I missed it. I was working, didn't get to write down my stories, and I just totally missed it. Bummer, but no, that's not it.
Well, then, what is it?
It's Thanksgiving. You know, one of the better holidays of the year. You just get together with your family and eat, and you don't have to worry about buying presents or any of that weird stuff. It's just like sitting around, and if you like football, there's always a football game on.
I never did understand that football. You're talking about somebody's foot and a ball. It don't make sense to me.
Well, one of these days, maybe I'll explain it to you, but it's a sport, and you probably won't understand it.
Well, I've already told you I don't understand it. What is wrong with you? You are not hearing me. Hello, Brooke, Eartha Brooke, hello.
I'm hearing you quite well. Thank you for blasting my eardrums out.
Well, I guess.
All right. What do you think we ought to do a little bit of earthquake numbers today?
Well, I didn't think you'd ever ask. I like doing those. Lily's at school, so she can't guess, and I'm going to get the closest guess.
Well, obviously.
Well, obviously. Yeah.
Well, I think that'd be a good thing to have some earthquake numbers.
Sounds great to me. It's been a while since we did that.
Yes, it has. Let's see. Let me look at my paperwork. The last time we did that was on October the 21st. And to give you a roundabout, to give you a summary of the numbers, the magnitude all for 7 days of that time period was 1704. So, Mr. Sunny, what do you think this time's going to be?
Well, I think, I don't even remember what I guessed last time, so, let's just guess, 1800, how's that sound?
Well, I guess it sounds good. Let's see the numbers. All right, for the last 7 days, we have had a total of
1 in the world was that?
That was the time countdown lapsing. I just thought it'd be kind of neat to add that to the program.
I think you're a little nuts, but okay. So, my guess. How close was my guess?
All right. You guessed 1,800. And the total is 1,915.
And that's, how close was I?
Well, that's about 1,000 off. And it's actually increased. It's like 2,000 more than... All right, no, 200 more. Hello, I can't even think now. It was, you was 100 off. Forgive me, people, for not adding right. Anyway, it was 1704 the last time we've reported. It was 1915 this time, with a 2.5 magnitude earthquakes being at 51, which they were 297 last time. And the 4.5 or over last time was at 93. And this time they were at 113. So they were a little bit higher. I'm not sure there's any pattern to this. We just like to report it.
I enjoy guessing.
Yeah, you do. Sometimes I wonder if you enjoy it too much.
Hey, what's wrong with having a little bit of fun in life?
Well, nothing, as long as it don't hurt anybody, and I don't think what we're doing is hurting anybody. But what was I going to say? Oh, Texas this time had a 5.2, which is not major, but it was pretty good size. Naples had a 5.7. And then Indonesia had a 6.1, forgive me. And then the Banda Sea had a 7.1.
Woo-woo, that's big, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's a bigger one. And if you don't know where the Banda Sea is, I looked it up, because I didn't either. But it's down there between Indonesia and... in Papua New Guinea. It's actually kind of north of Australia, so down in that general area. But they had a 7.1, so I haven't heard anything about it, how bad it was or anything. If it was near land, it could have caused some tsunamis. I just haven't heard anything. You never do, really. But if anybody's heard, then you can share it. But 7.1 on that one. There we go. There's the earthquake numbers.
Well, that's kind of bad.
Yep, you got that right. It's kind of bad. We don't like to see. If there's a lot of earthquakes, that's fine. But we'd like to see them lower numbers on magnitudes, not very big ones. So anyhow, there you are, folks. That's the earthquake numbers for the last 7 days.
I guess it closer than anybody. Yay, yay, yay.
Yeah, you did. Wait a minute. Let me get you a applause.
I knew I liked that for a reason. I get applause.
You're getting a big head, too. I'm going to have to take you down a notch or two.
Hey, I don't need any shorter.
Okay. We'll forget you even thought that.
Why? My thoughts are not good enough for you now, big boy.
Okay.
Hey, I seen you writing a letter, I think, the other day. Who was you writing that to?
Boy, you're getting nosy, aren't you?
Yeah, I like to know.
Well, if you must know, and I have to share it with the whole world, it was to my grandson. He's in basic training in Georgia, and I was writing him a letter to spur him on, to get him hope, you know, because basic training is kind of rough on the guys, and I hope he does well.
Well, you're such a nice guy.
Oh, don't you say that.
What? What'd I say?
You're going to ruin my image.
Oh, good grief. You talk, yeah, there's something wrong with you, man. I don't know. Have you welcomed everybody yet?
Yeah, I said welcome aboard earlier.
Well, you ought to tell them thank you for showing up to this weirdo podcast.
Well, thank you guys for coming along. If you've come back, there's probably something seriously wrong with you, just like the rest of us. How's that, Sonny?
Good grief. Okay. I guess we'll have to buy that.
Yeah, don't sound so happy about it. Brr.
So is your grandson going to get to come home for Thanksgiving?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not sure. I do know that their plans are he's going to go to Alaska after basic training. That is, if there's no war breaks out, and you know how things are looking there.
No, I don't know how things are looking there.
Well, let me just say that it's looking quite possible for the world to get involved in a big skirmish. And a lot of our people be sent to other places. Let's pray it doesn't happen.
Well, I'm not sure what all that means, but okay. We'll pray for it.
Well, we got some more weird feedback. I'll tell you what, that headset that you're wearing to get that translation to the computer is really freaking out today. It's not doing like it should.
Well, fix it. I thought you were going to tweak on it.
Well, I did tweak on it, and it stopped it. But now it's doing it again.
Well, what's the matter, genius?
Well, I'm not real positive what's going on there, but you know, when it comes to electronic equipment, especially transmitting equipment, it doesn't take much to get interference and feedback. So I'm not sure if it's getting feedback, some kind of loop going on, but that's kind of weird how that echo just pops in there and then pops out. But we'll just keep an eye on it, and I don't think I'm going to take that out of the podcast. Why? It'll make it a little bit more interesting. Maybe they won't get so bored.
Bored? Bored? Bored listening to you? Who would ever dream of it?
All right, wise guy.
Caught that, did you?
Yeah, I caught that quite well. Smarty.
I am kind of smart. I'm glad you noticed.
Well, since we're having a little bit of technical trouble and I didn't have a lot planned in my paperwork, I left it in the other room to keep me going for the rest of the podcast. I think we'll just cut this short. What do you think?
I think you're crazy, but that sounds fine to me.
All right. I'm trying to work out a way that I don't know if you heard the conversation the other day.
I hear everything, but I don't know the particular conversation.
Well, I am working on, you know, my sci-fi stories, and I've been writing a chapter. Well, I've been trying to do a chapter every podcast, but I've neglected some here lately, but I'm going to try to get back to it. But, you know, I really enjoy writing them, but when I start reading them to record them for the podcast, it's really horrible. I don't do well at reading the story after I've wrote it. I don't know why. I could probably do better reading somebody else's. But I'm working on getting somebody to do a dedicated reading for me for a while and see how that turns out.
Oh, you mean you just can't read well? I knew that.
Hey.
Well, that's right. You bumble around and fumble around, and it's like listening to a dog getting run over.
Woo! Boy, You didn't cut no corners on that one, did you?
Well, I'm just telling it like it is, Brooke.
All right, my name's Bruce.
Nope, Brooke. Deal with it.
I hope you're in a better mood next podcast, because good grief.
Oh, you can't take it, can you? I'm getting the best of you. You know it's getting fall, cool weather, and I'm going to be trumped up, ready to go.
You're going to be trumped up, all right, but I'm not going to say what's going to happen to you.
Hey, we talked about that. No serving me for dinner.
All right, let's say we get out of here for the day.
Okay, let's go outside and play while you're on your day off. You'll be going back to work tomorrow and I won't get to see you.
You got that right. Back to the grind.
How long are you going to do that?
Well, I guess till I don't need to no more.
Oh, good grief. Forever. Yuck.
Well, you got it right. I'll tell you what. I'll work on it till I don't have to work no more, and then I'll probably go do something else.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Don't know. Podcast more?
Yay! That means I get to go, too.
Yep, sure does. All right, let's say good evening or afternoon. It's actually afternoon. By the way, it is Wednesday. Yeah, it's Wednesday. It's actually Wednesday afternoon, and it was a beautiful morning this morning. Sun was shining, the wind was blowing. We actually slept with the windows open. It was awesome. And now it's clouded up, and it's turned kind of cooler. Looks like it's going to rain, boo-hoo. But it's November the 8th in the Midwest. For everybody that's paying attention. So, hey, we're going to say adios, everybody.
All right, I'm going to say adios, too. This is Sunny, and I want to thank you all for being with us. It's been fun.
And I'm Bruce. This is the Ugly Quacking Duck Podcast, and glad you all joined us. See you around. Until next time. That's our show, folks. We are glad you rode along with us today. And I hope you enjoyed the time we spent together. Do you have any questions or a comment? You can email theuglyquackingduck@gmail.com. That is theuglyquackingduck, all one word, no spaces, @gmail.com. You can also visit our webpage, theuglyquackingduck.com. Check out the homepage, put in your email, and click subscribe. Every new blog we post from then on will show up in your inbox. Our comment page now has a way for you to leave us a voice recording. How cool is that? Check it out. Again, for those joining us for the very first time, we're glad you found us. To all the listeners out there, tell a friend and come back. 73 fellow people of Earth, and remember, this is not our home. Until next time, this is the Ugly Quacking Duck Podcast. 73, and God bless. And I'm just sneaking this in at the end of the show just to see if anybody's paying attention. But hello, Chris. Hello, Mark. Hello, Reese. That's some of the people that pay attention to me and the podcast. We just wanted to say hi to you. Hey, Rachel. You guys take care. Thanks for being there, supporting the show, and being part of the podcast. Hope you come back again. See you later.